Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We are live on the Murder East 187's radio. Yep, and that's right, ladies and gentlemen. Murder East's Madhouse is this. Doing the morning show up here in Springport, Michigan, when you're only one in the morning. And that would be the man of the time of the hour. All the way from the streets, all the way from the local branch, all the way to Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Yep, Drew Cornwell, your CEO, founder of the USBOBOA. Also a branch of the Hellfire Productions, Murder Ace 187 himself. So, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to do an early edition of True Talk. And that's how we're going to get down today. And a lot of people might be like, well, Murder, you've done the real edition for two nights. But, ladies and gentlemen, we got to keep on talking about this. A lot of people are stirring up. A lot of people are trying to see what really happens. A lot of people aren't understanding relationships of why things are going bad. A lot of people ain't understanding why things out here in the world are going the way they're going. You got to be able to comprehend some things that go on in life. See, when you walk into some stuff, you got to have some mind. You got to have some few heuristics with your life. You got to have the truth. Can't have them lying abilities. Because when you sit in them lying abilities, you ain't doing no good. You're worrying about someone else's life. And you're choosing to try to make someone unhappy. Yes, you might succeed in making someone unhappy. You might not be able to stay in your own life, in your own lane, if you think about it. When you go out here trying to harass someone, or doing some of these lying activities that people do out here, and not really paying attention to the truth. You know, first of all, we need to start with the worldwide government. Second of all, we need to worry about what's going on our news. Third of all, we need to worry about our schools for our kids. Fourth of all, we need to worry about our jobs. Fifth of all, we need to worry about keeping our homes. Sixth of all, we need to stop protesting on stupidity. I'm not saying quit protesting. I'm saying quit protesting on stupid stuff. When you protest on stupid stuff, it's not going to mean anything out here. I don't get it. The FBI is able to tap into people's phones. So maybe that's why the FBI called someone. Maybe that's why the police department has attacked. Now, maybe that's the why many things are happening. Maybe eventually some people are going to notice what's really going on here. Ladies and gentlemen, I don't know, for as many times as I've been around, if anybody's really noticed some of the things I talk about on these shows, I don't know if people who's really noticed that I sparked up information way back when I was a young kid. Many people might not be able to follow through and be like, what? This? You were talking about some of these things when you were younger? Yeah. I was 10 years old. Sparked up a few conversations. And many people would say, you don't know anything like that. Or, wait a minute, you were 10 years old. Come on. But if I had video and proof of that, you guys would be able to believe that. Then you guys would be saying, hey, that little man was telling people about this. Hey, that little guy at that age was saying stuff. We got minds if you use them. See, nobody's believed me for so long. And my radio shows get canceled all the time because I turn around, go out here, and try to speak the word, try to spit out the ritual of the truth. Some days people are going to understand of uncontrollable media. Controlled media to your uncontrolled media. Uncontrolled means something like we are. And then your controlled media is your mainstream media. We are them type of people that try to get out here and do things for the people and by the people, and that's the way it needs to be. Whether you play music all day and you talk to your rappers, your musicians, whatever, or you do a talk show, or you play music and talk, or you do a mixture of genres. Ladies and gentlemen, the true fact is, when it's true and it's coming from a voice of the truth, many people might not listen to the truth until it's too late. Then they're going to be like, man, where's that radio show? Where are you, man? Why'd you quit? Well, many people were going out there saying I was doing this or I was doing that. Or many people like my radio show get thrown under the bus for saying something about the government or about the Klan or about the Nazis or about the Aryan Nations or about the Queen and King or about Hillary Clinton or about what, Mr. Obama, Mr. Clinton, Mr. Donald Trump, Skump. I call him Skank, but he's a fink. He's a funk. He's a fake. You know what I mean? And it's just a lot of the people I thought we probably could change this way of life. I don't believe it. Ladies and gentlemen, all these people that are running right now, don't get fooled. Go out there and listen to half of the stuff they say. And I've been saying this. Listen to what Donald Trump says. I ain't scared of him, man. I ain't scared of Hillary. I ain't scared of none of them. But they trying to fool you into some things. They're trying to make you think that people are scared of Donald Trump. I will tell you this. I'm going to tell the truth, and I'm going to be honest. And I said it on many of my radio shows. I'm not scared of Donald Trump. I'm not scared of Hillary Clinton. I'm not scared of none of them that's running. I'm not scared of Rick Snyder. I'm not scared of police. I'm not scared of FBI. There's a reason for all this. I'm not scared of the worldwide government. Illuminati can't even scare me. I was ready to die this weekend. When I was laying in that bed in that hospital, I was ready to die for my country. Because I've known I put out a stack. And if people would go out there and just listen to some of the things I have done, and go out there and look at some of the things I do for people. No, I'm not a better person than anybody, and I'm tired of people saying it. That's why I get out here and do what I do. Many people say, why do you care? Because I got a reputation to keep out here, ladies and gentlemen. I care so much. It's the people that are trying to lay me down. They're trying to kill me. And I open up my arms and I say, here I am. But with God, until the day I die, God is the one that's protecting me. God's the one that's going to take my life. When God says it's time for me to go, I got to go. Let me explain this. This goes from the worldwide government to their little cronies out there. And you cronies know who you are. This also adds to the guy that was at my cousin's funeral, which is another phony, baloney, fake, that showed his true colors on Facebook. Let me tell you something, Virg Bonero. When I shook your hand, when I said I would like to talk to you, I meant business for the people, by the people. Maybe that disrespected you. Maybe you don't get what the people and by the people means. It's we work for the people, by the people. We don't work for the gov. We don't work for Donald Trump. We don't work for Hillary Clinton. We don't work for any of them people. Nobody owns nobody. Virg Bonero. No wonder why people at that funeral hardly wanted to shake your hand. And now, here pretty soon, I'm going to have to wash my hands. Because there's been so many people up in Michigan destroying the facts of Michigan. We've had so many governors ripping apart Michigan. We've had so many mayors destroying Michigan itself. The one, she had a little mole on her face. Mrs. Granholm, everybody remembers her. Everybody thought she was trying to take care of one person's thing. This other guy's dirty work. But she was also in that dirty laundry too. She stole money from Michigan, which a lot of governors do. Let me tell you something. Rick Snyder is no different. All these people need to be responsible for what's going on in Michigan or what's happened in Michigan. I can't believe that in many years that this is still going on. And you guys ain't being held accountable. What, you gonna kill me off? You gonna send some more cronies after me? You guys can't talk to me every time I try to talk because you guys know I mean business. That's why when I go out here in these streets, I got people coming at me with guns. I got people saying, hey, I don't like you. Well, good. But see, we work for the people and by the people, and that's the reason many people look at me and like, well, guy's got his hand out for people. And guess what? You ain't going to destroy me now. Nor are you never going to destroy me. With God as the Father of life, you are not going to destroy me. And if I do get taken, you're not destroying the USBOA. Permanently said and done. It's already in good hands. No matter if I die or not. I'm the original, I'm the creator of the USBOA. The one and only USBOA. The truly main founder of the USBOA. Now the BOB is out there, but I'm the USBOA. I'm the creator, I'm the founder of this group. We are not no organization. So, ladies and gentlemen, remember when you go out there and call yourself an organization, you are now owned by the government. You are. We are owned by the government every time we sign a piece of paper. We are now, you know, we are owned. But when you go out there and say, I'm an organization, you are working for no other than that government. That's why the USBOA says we're only for the people, by the people. And we work for the people no matter where they're at. We won't work for ISIS. And that's another thing. Obama, you better get your head straight. Because ISIS ain't welcome here. ISIS will not be tolerated here. And ISIS, if you're in this United States, wherever you are, just like we told some of the government, we're coming for you. Don't run this time. Don't run when we come back down to Detroit, if you're down there. Don't run when the USBOA sees you and you see a whole bunch of the United States people, no matter if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. You are not destroying the lands of the people. You are not destroying Indians' lands, which I am mixed with Indian. You are not destroying this land. We will not tolerate that. And Indians, stop fighting with white people. Stop fighting with blacks. Stop fighting with Mexicans. Stop fighting with these people, bro. The people that you guys need to creatively go after is the government. The people did not do nothing to you. And I am mixed. And I don't care if I'm 1% Indian or what. I'm still part Indian. Correct? Correct. Still Indian. So no matter what my skin color looks, many people out here don't like it. Tough titty. I'm a United States citizen. And I will fight for this land to the death of me. No matter if a therapist, police, the worldwide government, the Illuminati, whoever, the KKK, the Nazis, the Aryan Nations, the Black Panthers, Muslim Brotherhood, any organization that is going to try to stop the USBOA from protecting this land, you got another thing coming because you got to take on the whole United States and you're not ready for that. You're not ready for what's beyond that door. You're not going to be ready. Because I'm going to tell you something. Government, you've been mistreating our United States troops when they go over there and fight in Iraq or Afghanistan or anywhere else. You've been mistreating and misguiding and lying to our troops themselves. Then when they come back home, you want to treat and slander them. And then you let some people go out there and and hang these flags upside down. And if you're in the United States hanging that flag upside down, I will smack you across your face. And if you're out here blowing that smoke, like you're turning around and acting like you're better, ain't no country better than any country. Ain't no people better than the next. I don't care if you're black, white, Puerto Rican, Asian. You need to understand, if you live in the United States, you are now your United States citizen. You are now a United States citizen. And you might want to stand up for that flag. Because flags can't be racist. And I'm tired of people saying it. Y'all need to quit. Y'all need to, if you guys don't like the man talking early in the morning like this, you need to wake the hell up. This is the morning show at 4:22 a.m. If you guys want to call in, 347-856 or 850-856 or 347-850-8565. There we go. That number again, 347-850-8565. At 4:22 in the morning with your host, Murray's 187, in the building, in the house. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I'm just saying, you know, and I'm being real. And I told everybody it was going to get real this morning. This is a man that's tired of it. This is a man that is sitting here telling, let me tell you something. The government even stepped involved for my cousin's killer. Shame of you, government. That was a Marine. That was a firefighter that was trying to do good for the people. Good for the people, understand that? That's lame. How could you do that? You make no sense. Now, you done messed up, government. Virg Bernero, how dare you? Shake a man's hand. It stands for this United States. You now discriminated, traded on your American people. You guys should be ashamed of yourselves. And I'm sorry that people have to put up with your scum, rich, abusing, arrogant little asses. You guys want people that's not scared to use a voice? You guys want people, a person that's ready to stand up? Well, ladies and gentlemen, here when I get my new job, I'm going to make sure I save every chance I get. But I tell you what, we're gonna see how the people feel. When I stand and I go out here getting people's support, we're going to see. When we go out here and we get this job, the government says I can't get one. The government says I won't be able to get one. Well, guess what? You want something? You want something for me, government? You might want to quit making death threats. Quit sending your goons after me because I got some information. And believe me, even if I die, it gets exposed. So make some more threats towards me. Klan, you better stop it. Nazis, you better stop. Aryan Nations, you better stop. Black Panthers, you Muslim Brotherhood, you better stop. You know, ISIS, I ain't gonna fair warn you no more, you scums. Reg Bernardo, you better wake up. But I have nothing to shake your hand on no more. You didn't fight for my cousin and the person that killed my cousin. It's a shame that this United States is turning into a dust bowl. And we got people like Reg Bernardo and Rick Snyder destroying the United States, his own very own Michigan. Michigan used to be a popular thing until Miss Granholm was involved, and the guy before Miss Granholm. What happened? People thought it was just a coincidence that Oldsmobile went down. It wasn't. Think about it, ladies and gentlemen. Think about it. Government, I'm serious. I will release some information. And it's very vital. You can go ahead and come after me because it's not in my house and you will never know what I know. You can go ahead and threaten me with all you want, buddy, because this will crash the government right to its knees. You'll find out. You want to try me? Go ahead and kill me. Go ahead and lock me up. Go ahead and take me hostage. I dare you. And the people will know what's really happening to their money. Oh, did I expose something? Did I really call something out there? People, you're right. I was right. Don't be fooled no more, ladies and gentlemen. You guys want real? Stop getting real. We ain't going to expose anything anymore that we've already have. Just be prepared. I'm telling you right now, I don't trust any of these government officials or police anymore. I don't trust any of these sick individuals. And FBI, I know what you guys are getting ready to do. Don't do it. Don't do it. Because that would be the wrong mistake. That will be the wrong mistake. You guys have done that you guys shouldn't have. So, ladies and gentlemen, Murder Ace is Madhouse. We're about to get out of here. Murder Ace 187, your host. 347-850-8565. Adios.